Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Topher, let's begin with you. Why did the Times Union feel that it was necessary to mount a protracted legal battle over this data?
Because we thought it was the public's data. The information belongs to the public. It's generated by a very expensive, taxpayer-funded public system. And there was no exemption for the data not to be released in state statute. In fact, the Department of Education in early 2013 agreed to release the data. And then soon thereafter did an about-face and asked for an attorney general's opinion on releasing the data. And soon after that, the Times Union sued for the data's release.
Christopher Brooks, the superintendent of St. John's County, Joseph Joyner, has sent a letter out to all of his teachers saying how disappointed he is in the decision to publish the data. At the same time, and I'm quoting here from your piece in the TU, former Assistant U.S. Secretary of Education Diane Ravitch, a well-known education advocate, says it's outraged that Florida has released these scores. She calls the methodology junk science, saying that, these are not a fair assessment of teachers, basically.
She's basing a lot of that on the fact that you have a number, probably a majority of Florida teachers who do not teach subjects that are FCAT tested, more specifically reading and math. So there's a large contingent of art teachers, gym teachers, some science teachers who in many different districts across our state are getting their VAM scores based off of an average score for students in that school in either reading, math, or both. So there's some validity to her criticism there.
And so is publishing the data shining a light then on whether these scores should even be used at all?
It's one of the primary reasons that the Times Union thought the data was worth pursuing. Was it gives the public a transparent opportunity to evaluate the system and see whether or not they believe the system is worth funding, keeping. They are allowed to look at these numbers and make their own judgment call about whether or not this is the right world to be going down.
You know, for a long time, the teachers and all of the educators around the state have said this same thing, that it's flawed in a way. So us pursuing it says, if the public feels the same way, here's your opportunity to say that, because we've put the data in front of you to make that decision.
And we'll go to your calls in just a moment as the Florida Times Union wins a lawsuit and publishes controversial state teacher scores known as VAM scores. 549-2937. And so are these an accurate measure of teacher effectiveness? Topher Sanders, as you look at the data for our corner of the state, Northeast Florida, what does it show? What do the numbers show?
Well, it shows about 58% of school districts in the state saw the majority of their teachers provide some progress to their students. Locally, you see St. John's County, a lot of the trend lines are in line with what you see with FCAT testing. St. John's County rises to the top locally, and it rises to the top when you look at the entire state. It's the number one performing county when you look at aggregated teacher percentages above average. And Baker and Clay, Nassau, all saw the majority of their teachers outperform the state average. And Baker actually came in, I think, third in the state when it comes to those numbers. Mm-hmm. And Duval, slightly less. The bigger districts always have problems on those levels. They never really are at the top of the scale. So about midway through for those districts.
So what's been the reaction so far? This was just published, the representatives from the local teachers union are saying that they would have preferred that this not be published, which seems somewhat counterintuitive if, in fact, teachers feel that these aren't an effective measure of their performance.
So a lot of the teachers that I've talked to, the basis of their argument of not publishing it is that the asterisk to this is that the VAM data is only half of their evaluation. And the teachers that I've talked to so far, the ones in the union and the ones that I've just been sourced with since I've got here, say it's incomplete for us to publish just the VAM part and not their observation, which makes up, you know, either 50 or 45% of their evaluation, depending on what district we're talking about. So they feel like if you see just their VAM data, it gives you only a small snapshot of what their performance is annually, and they would much rather have a holistic view of their performance out to the public. as opposed to just the numbers part.
And to our callers, what's your reaction to the release of controversial state teacher scores? Give us a call, 549-2937. Marion in St. Augustine is on the line. Hi, Marion. Thanks for holding. Good morning, Marion. Yep, she hung up. But basically, she was going to make the case that she didn't feel these should be made public.
Yep. If she would have gave it, her comment goes right in line with our local teachers union here. You mentioned Joseph Joyner down in St. Johns County. So we're definitely getting some pushback from having published the data. But like Topher said, we felt like it was the public's data, so it needed to be aired.
It should also be noted that there are people who want the data published. And we have those voices in a story that we published today in the paper. There are parents who want to see this data. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have probably a significant portion of teachers not wanting the data published, and you might find a significant portion of parents who wouldn't mind looking at this information.
And as you report in the Times Union, these scores aren't released until fairly late in the game, it's not an effective feedback mechanism, I guess, you're reporting for teachers. Is that right?
So usually districts will get this data in the summer, and it's reflective on the previous year's academic year and the performance there. In the summer, the students are gone, of course, right, and the teachers aren't in the classroom. So they don't really have an on-spot that day in the classroom way to sort of tweak their instruction, tweak their pedagogy because of the data that's been released. It's released really late.
You also quote the president of the Florida Education Association, Andy Forty, says this value-added system is flawed. It doesn't account, for example, for student poverty and the fact that schools in poor areas tend to score lower than schools such as what you said, Topher, St. Johns County, a very affluent area.
And I think that's a good point. And, you know, it's one of the things that the state officials will say. They've done their own studies and shown that poverty does not impact these VAM scores one way or the other. But that's the state study. That's them telling us that. When you release the data and now the public and parents and newspapers and other media folks can look at this information, we can do our own correlation studies. We can do our own crunches of the data to see if not poverty has any role in any of this information.
And do you believe that these numbers reflect that?
Oh, we haven't done that analysis yet, but we'll see.
And if you're just joining the program, the Florida Times Union won a legal battle Monday in a year-long fight over the release of the state's teacher scores. The Florida Department of Education bowed to an appeals court and released the scores. We're discussing it right now at 549-2937. Chuck at the Beaches is on the line. Hello, Chuck. Good morning.
Good morning. I have two questions. Number one, you said you used the word teacher scores. Does this, in other words, could you pull up Joe Smith and see how Joe Smith did? And second, as communities or as someone who's moving into a community, is this a way or should there be a way for us to evaluate the school system? For instance, if you were going to purchase an automobile, you might look at reviews.
Yeah. Thanks, Chuck.
Answer both of those questions. Yes, you can look up Joe Smith's information in our database on jacksonville.com. You can do that. A couple caveats. There are maybe 7% of all the reported data points, 7% of those names were redacted per some citation. There were about 5 different legal citations the state gave us for redaction. Some were left blank. To your other question, like my colleague Christopher Brooks said, this is only part of a teacher's evaluation. So to know the real story on a teacher, what I've been telling people is, one, you need to talk to your teacher. If you're a parent, talk to your teacher. You can look at this information and glean from it something, but you need to have a conversation with your teacher.
Here's a tweet about that from Lisa. Why can't the TU print the observation scores too? That's part of a teacher's evaluation.
They're not held in the database.
They're not in the database. How do they keep that information?
Piece of paper.
It's in the personnel record file of that teacher, so you'd have to, you know, go through a district and request it. It's public record. I mean, we get them all the time, but they're not going to, you know, willingly just pass it out to people because it is part of those the employees' personnel files. So you have to go get it.
Barbara emails the show, when can we get a fair assessment tool for our students? Let's not make a judgment on the validity of the teacher's assessment. Let's just see the data. I haven't been impressed with what's been touted as the best district in the state of Florida, St. Johns County. I've asked to see a teacher's file in a recent meeting with an administrator and was redirected. Put it all out there unless there is something to hide. And Ben on the south side is on the line. Hi, Ben. Go ahead.
Yes, I actually wanted to ask about the idea that this sort of testing could, in the future, affect teacher pay, and maybe that would be one of the reasons why, looking at data that may or may not be valid, you're saying there's a possibility this data may not be statistically valid. If there is danger of releasing that sort of data now, which would kind of sway people's ideas of how we look at teacher performance down the road, isn't there some merit to waiting until we have a much more statistically valid model? And I'll take that off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
I kind of look at it the opposite way. I think that releasing the data to the public allows you to have a real conversation about whether or not it should be part of a discussion about teacher pay. It informs people. It allows people to see that if they find this data valid, then they'll maybe support that more. If they find it invalid, then they'll have a stronger feeling the other way.
And it gives you the ability to really say to, I mean, whatever community we're talking about, if you don't agree with it, you can go to your school board and say, I don't want us as a district still using this method, because when I've looked at it, I don't find validity to it, but we're still using it. So I question that as a member of the public.
But going to be realistic, is going to a local school board and registering your complaints going to move the needle at all?
No.
This is all coming from the state.
That's right. But it allows parents to go to that board, to the state, to lawmakers. So they can go to their school board and talk to them if they want to. But if they really are concerned about this, they have to talk to lawmakers.
Any final thoughts?
Thank you for having us.
Well, I'd just say, you know, the information that we published today is in, like I said, it's in conjunction with your teacher's observation and evaluation. And those are two really integral parts about what your kid's teacher is performing like in the school year. I'd also echo what Topher said. Please go talk to your teacher, have a conversation with her, talk to your student about how his or her experience has been in the classroom, and get a more holistic picture for yourself.
And visit Jacksonville.com to see the searchable database.
Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
We were joined by Christopher Brooks and Topher Sanders. The data is available online at Jacksonville.com.